Welcome back to the Networking Spark. In this episode, we're going to do something a little bit different. I thought I'd jump on and do a little bit of an update of how we're doing so far. So this is the 15th episode since I began, and it has been, of course, a new venture for me and something I really wanted to do to help business owners and also to help my Spark community. Many of our members I have interviewed, but I've also picked and chosen some really inspiring entrepreneurs to interview to give tips, tricks, and helpful insights into other business owners that are trying their best to really grow as a business. It's not always easy running a business by yourself. You have to wear a multitude of hats. All of a sudden, if you're jumping into a new business, you become your accountant, your admin assistant, you're learning how to do social media, you're creating, you're writing, you're constantly on the go, and it's not easy. So Spark Network is there to support, as is the Networking Spark podcast. What I've learned through podcasting is it's a brilliant way of networking. Running events for me means I'm often running around and just making sure everyone's okay and the event is running smoothly, but doing a podcast means I can actually have an in-depth conversation with somebody and ask questions to really find out everything that makes them tick and to discuss some really important points about running a business. And not just that, to delve and find out in some really interesting stories, particularly on the last episode. I really just enjoyed hearing all the beautiful life stories that were given. So up until now, I've done pretty much all of my podcast bar two in a professional studio. And there's arguments as to whether or not you need to do that. Many people do not need to do that, okay? You don't need to go and hire and pay for an expensive studio. The whole point of a podcast is you can do it yourself. However, for me personally, I have much preferred using a studio because everything is set up. I don't have to worry about the technical sides. The cameras are there. It's all done. The sound's perfect. And that's worked really well for me. I did learn a lesson when I did a do-it-yourself podcast from home last week and realised, and I will openly admit this, because we learn from our mistakes and therefore you might learn from my mistake. I did one of my favourite podcasts, one of my favourite interviews, and I was gutted to realise that I had set my microphones up incorrectly, therefore the sound was not good. So I did think, well, shall I re-record the podcast? But I didn't want to ask my guest again to do another one, although we might jump on another one at a later date. And I just thought, you know what, we'll just post it. We all have mistakes, and you could, most importantly, you could hear everything my guest Neil was saying. It was just myself that had the problem with the sound. So from that point of view, I thought it was okay. I also want to say that you can do podcasts yourself. You can edit them, you can produce them all yourselves. And if you've got a whole bunch of time and you're quite, you don't mind the techie stuff, then go for it. Me personally, I have chosen to work with someone that has got a whole range of skills that I don't have. So I found David Brown, who's been running a podcast for a lot longer than I have, and has the skills in editing and producing. And so I partnered up with him and asked him to help me. And that has really helped the journey, because it is not easy continuously podcasting and putting out episodes every single week. It is at first it's wonderful, it's a real buzz, you know I absolutely enjoy it, absolutely love it and don't want to stop. But sometimes when life gets busy and you know you've got to put one out every single week, then it can be a bit like, and if I had to edit them as well, not sure I would have the time, because I'm already running a couple of other businesses and super busy family life and all. So for me, working with David Brown has been an absolute pleasure, continue to carry on doing so in the future. And we've really got to know each other over the last few months and become friends, which is really, really nice. And that's another bonus of podcasting, is all these different people that you meet, often you become friends with, you really get to know people, and it's just a wonderful, wonderful thing to do. So my experience over the last 14 episodes, this being number 15, I'd like to take you through them. So initially, I knew I wanted to start a podcast. I looked into the hows and the whys. I took a course, and then it was the next step, which is always a big step, which is once you've done a course or you've learnt how to do it or you've made that decision, then it's taking that big step to actually start. But having done that many, many times with businesses and things, I've always realised, or have realised over the years, that you can procrastinate and try and get things perfect for such a long time. But it's really important just to take that first step. Start now and get perfect later. Just take action. And even if you make mistakes, as I did in the last episode, you learn from them and you keep moving on, you keep stepping forward. So episode one was an introduction to myself, which was, I thought, was fairly important, just to get to know, well, who am I? Why on earth am I running a podcast? And what's my history? What's my journey? I only did a little dip into my history, and I'd like to do another podcast at some point, going into the depths of what's brought me here today, because it's not been easy, I'm telling you, and there's lots and lots and lots of experiences, bad and good, that I have gone through and been forged in the fire to make me who I am today. And many of those were really unpleasant and traumatic experiences, but I wouldn't change them, because it's those experiences that make us who we are today. So we'll save that for another episode. But that was episode one, and it was just a very short one, just an introduction, very, very short. Episode two was Kieran Kevin. Now, I've met Kieran through a mastermind group I am in, and he is a social media guru, so he helps and does some of the training on that mastermind, and he's also a fitness coach. And I hired him as my fitness coach and really got myself into shape. I don't know about you, but over the winter, I feel the need to eat more. I put on what I call my winter's coat. So I put on a bit of extra weight when it gets cold. I'm definitely more of a summer person. In the summer, I look younger, I feel younger, and I'm a lot lighter as well. Just don't eat as much. Whereas in the winter, it's all that comfort eating. And with running Spark, as opposed to my other business, Yogi Tribe, I was starting to be a lot more involved in Spark, which meant there was a lot more admin and a lot more sitting down, as opposed to Yogi Tribe, where I'm teaching yoga, I'm very, very active, I'm doing yoga all the time. I noticed my body started to change a little bit. And although I wasn't fat or overweight, I wasn't kind of the way I was used to, and was noticing sort of changes. So I decided to hire Kieran, and I did a PT program with him. And then I invited him onto my podcast, and he very politely said yes. I had him as my first guest, my first ever guest, and my first experience of doing a podcast in the studio. And the lovely owner of the studio brought out a bottle of Prosecco, because I actually joked with him. I said, on my podcast training, I did ask them, would it be a good idea maybe to give a guest a glass of Prosecco if they're nervous, to calm their nerves? And I said it as a joke, and mentioned this to the studio owner, and he just brought out a bottle of Prosecco. So we had a glass of Prosecco to celebrate the first podcast in the studio, and then had a total laugh about it afterwards, because Kieran's actually a fitness coach, I'm a yoga teacher, and you know, maybe it didn't look so good, but hey, life is about balance, and sometimes we all need to let our hair down and just celebrate our achievements now and then, and that's what that was about. But we did have a giggle about it afterwards, and I really hope that Kieran didn't mind about that. But yeah, what I would say about that episode is that really just got into the groove and really enjoyed the experience of just interviewing and finding out all about Kieran's journey through fitness, bodybuilding, and then into the social media world. And we had fun at the same time, quite a few jokes. I do have a bit of a dry sense of humour, and yeah, I don't know whether that comes through or not, but yeah, that was fun. So moving on to episode 3, I brought in a wonderful woman called Tutu Akinyede, and she built a business called Technis Academy, which is a tutoring business. Now, what I found inspiring about Tutu is that she began as a single mum, and she built her business when her daughter was very small, and went through all sorts of hurdles, and was bringing her daughter with her to work. And there was a point, she said, when she couldn't even afford to buy a Happy Meal at McDonald's for her daughter. She went from there to where she is now, which is a millionaire and a hugely successful businesswoman. She's traveling through the States. I believe she's setting up her business in the States as well. She's got a huge team and a very successful business. So really inspiring talking to Tutu, and she shared quite a few interesting tips actually that I took on board myself about growing a team to prepare for where you're going rather than the other way around. So it was interesting to hear her take on growing a business. Episode 4 was one of our lovely members, Dale Shepherd. Now, Dale came on board with Spark as he was just starting his business, Trinity Hawk. And he really helps small businesses grow as a fractional CRO. He goes in for an agreed amount of time, looks at all of their systems and processes, and really helps them to grow. Now, Dale's episode, I believe, is our most popular and most watched episode, which was and is awesome, particularly as he's a Spark member. He's a really lovely guy, and what happened was he really opened up and shared some hugely painful experiences. So that podcast was not just talking about business, it was talking about some things that had happened to him and really opening up and sharing. And by sharing your story, this creates connection. And yeah, it's a big lesson. You know, when we have speakers at Spark events, those speakers stand up on stage and share something deeply personal to them. It really builds a connection with the audience. And that's exactly what Dale did. And consequently, his episode has had, you know, loads and loads and loads of views, hundreds and hundreds of views, and has been our most popular episode. So moving on from Dale, on episode 5 was Hina Selenki. Hina brought a real feminine energy to the podcast. She is a healer and once again has been through so many tough experiences, has been forged in the fire, as I say. And again, she went through a huge breakup of her marriage. She had a really abusive husband, and we called her episode Moving On From Past Trauma because she had a huge amount of trauma, but through that trauma made the decision that she was going to be a lioness. And she was going to protect and look after her two children, and she was going to grow multiple businesses and be the entrepreneur that she is today. However, alongside being that entrepreneur, she's also a healer, and she offers free sound baths once a week online, which are hugely popular. I've been on them myself, and there's always 30, 40 plus people on there. Super, super popular, super amazing, and such a gift that she offers to others in the form of healing. So episode 6, we had the lovely Kane Barron on. Kane has got a podcast called The Podcasters Podcast. Get that, The Podcasters Podcast. And he runs a podcasting academy over in Peterborough. Now Kane, I just think is super inspiring. He's only 25 and he is just so on it. He's very astute. And he talks about the fact that he has dyslexia, and you just wouldn't realize that speaking to him, because he's so on the ball, he's so clever, he seems to have it absolutely sorted for such a young age, but again has also been through you know, loss in his family and has his own story. And I think just by interviewing all of these guests, every single one of them has got something in their closet, some sort of dark story. We all have, right? But it's through going through those traumas that actually makes us stronger and gives us life experience to then share with others and help others. Kane shared a few podcasting tips for podcasters, and we actually filmed that one over in Peterborough at his studio, which was really so super kind of him inviting me over there, because we knew we were going to film a podcast, we just didn't know when. We both got busy schedules and I just happened to be over in Peterborough and he invited me over, so that was amazing and wonderful to be in someone else's studio. So love that episode. And then we come back to some beautiful feminine energy. Episode 7, Tatiana Kott. Now with Tatiana, she is a concert pianist and she teaches online piano lessons. Now she, from that podcast, she actually picked up a new client, which is fabulous to hear, because the idea of the podcast is of course for the clients that I invite in to give them exposure and for people to find out all about them. So it was wonderful for me to hear that she'd gained a client or two from that podcast episode. And she's also a Spark member and has become a good friend, a really kind-hearted soul. And she, yeah, it was wonderful to interview her and to find out about all of her amazing students from all over the world, including the royal family in Dubai, which I just think is incredible. The power of Zoom, right? We just think a few years ago, none of us were on Zoom. And now, you know, we're all on Zoom. We're all, a lot of us are trying to get away from Zoom as well. But for some of us, it really helps us to grow our businesses, as it does Tatiana, who's teaching people all over the world. And she, since she's joined Spark, has got to the point where she's kind of like almost full. I think she is full at the moment of clients, which is great. And she is opening up to performing and accompanying at evening events, social events now, which is another string to her bow, which is wonderful. Episode 8, totally inspiring lady, or girl even, only 19 years old, Summer Kang. Again, has her head screwed on, but is a real old soul on young shoulders. Summer Kang has got her own podcast, which has been incredibly successful and totally inspiring. And I love her podcast called Inner Wealth, because they're just short episodes, no longer than 15 minutes. And because of that, you can just fit these bite-sized episodes into your day. And she shares beautiful insights into self-care, spirituality, daily practices. And she has the most beautiful voice and such great insight for such a young age. And finding out all about her story, realized that she's got an amazing family and, you know, quite a backstory as well. So yeah, really loved that one. And of course, staying in contact with Summer and listening to her podcast. I highly recommend them, by the way. Episode 9, another one of our members, Spark members, Tracy Taylor, also known as Menno Money. Now, that's a very unusual name, and that is because she has a very unusual niche. She niches in the menopause and financial. So she teaches a money mindset, but also is a bit of an expert with the menopause. So predominantly she helps women, but she also goes into businesses and conferences and holds talks, educating businesses on how to, you know, how opening up their minds about the menopause and how to incorporate women of a certain age that are going through such tough experiences, and how to empathize with them, and you know, just you know, it's a well-known thing by now, but there is still so much closed mindsets to it, and so she's doing a fantastic job of educating people and also helping women going through the menopause with their money mindset as well. After Tracy, we had Kirsty Parker, episode 10, a real powerhouse of a woman. So she's got over 30 years experience of helping business owners grow and sell their businesses. I'm actually doing a joint venture with Kirsty where we're running a webinar with two other investors, and it's going to be about all how to grow your business and how to sell your business. We've got some new laws coming in, we think, with the new government that is going to make it a lot more expensive when selling your business. So putting on this webinar to really educate people and give them help if it is the right time to sell their business before those tax laws come in. But Kirsty essentially is really on the ball, has so much knowledge, and was really interesting and a super easy guest to interview because she's just got a wealth of knowledge, and I didn't really have to do a huge amount of work asking her questions. She's just fantastic, basically. Episode 11 was Lee Smith, who is a real heart-led person, and his episode was called From Council Estate to Millionaire, and that's because he started his life on a council estate and he's now a successful businessman, mergers and acquisition expert, investor and millionaire. And he is also somebody that has become a friend to me, and just a really nice guy. So it was wonderful to have him on. He's also been a speaker for us at Spark events, and yeah, he's also coming onto that webinar with Kirsty and I was just mentioning. So we're nearly there. Moving on to episode 12 was Neil Banyard from Facelift Interiors, From Scratch to Success. So Neil is super busy building this business, and has a passion for sustainability and making sure that we are getting educated about the, you know, all of this cheap furniture that we buy from IKEA just doesn't last long and ends up filling up landfills. And he really educates people on how to refurnish your furniture yourself, or they can do it for you. And has just got some great ideas and a great path of where he's going with his business that he runs with his wife. Episode 13 was another young entrepreneur, Vinnie Barnes, only 26, 27, and has got multiple businesses, and he's very good at working on the businesses rather than in the business. And I've had some feedback from that, just saying how inspiring it was listening to him, and that they've passed the episode on to their children to listen to, because at that age, you know, many people or many kids or young adults in their teens and early 20s kind of drift for such a long time. But there's certain individuals who just go for it, and Vinny's one of them. So it's really interesting to find out about his journey and what kind of drove him to where he is today, which is, as I say, running multiple businesses and super successful. And also real hands-on businesses as well, such as being a tree surgeon. So yeah, great to hear from Vinny, also in the studio. And then that moves us on to our last episode, episode 14, with Neil Harvey. So I called this episode The Ripple Effect, because Neil really shared some beautiful stories about how people, I asked him about who inspired him in his life, and he just shared some stories about certain individuals that just stepped into his life and just paid him a very, very kind gesture, and that gesture has stayed with him for the rest of his life, and he now pays that forward to others. And there's the saying that comes to mind by Maya Angelou, that it's not what you say that people remember, it's how you make them feel. And Neil just represents this beautifully through the art of telling stories of real things that have happened to him in his life, and then how he pays that forward and just gifts people in beautiful ways. And yeah, just a really heart-led guy, and brought smiles to my face. And he's also my first guest that had tears on the podcast as he was recalling one of these stories. Tears were rolling down his eyes, and that was, you know, really, really tugged at my heart. So if you haven't listened to that one, although the sound quality is not good, I still really recommend it. It was just beautiful. So that's it in a wrap, really, and I would love to hear from you. What sort of guests would you like to hear coming up next? What sort of topics would you like to hear about? Coming up at Spark, we've got lots of themed events. So we've had a property themed networking event, we've got an investing themed networking event, we've got all sorts of training such as lead generation, and I'm just wondering whether I bring some of these people onto the podcast as well. I just think it's great to be able to share tips and insights with other entrepreneurs. Since we began this podcast, we've had now 1,000 YouTube views and 460 audio downloads, which is great, I believe, and I've been told it's a long game, it's a long journey with podcasting, and you've just got to keep going to get those numbers up. So that's what I'm planning to do. Wish me luck. Please let me know any feedback. Make sure you subscribe if you haven't already, that really helps. And reach out with any feedback or anything that you would like to listen to or hear about or learn from, or people that you could maybe recommend would be good guests on the podcast. I'd be super, super happy to hear from you. You can just email me at jess@sparktribe.com. .co.uk. Again, that's jess@sparktribe.co.uk. Jess, J-E-S-S, at sparktribe.co.uk. I really hope to hear from you. Thank you so much for listening. Look forward to recording more. And that's it from me. Bye for now.